Thank you, Madam Chair, very much, and thank you very much for changing the agenda for me. Much appreciated, and good afternoon, dear colleagues. I will be very brief, Madam Chair, on these developments. I will just want to mention, first of all, that in our section, we are doing a lot of efforts to digitalize actually three conventions, and taking this opportunity, I would like to pass this information to all of you. First of all, is the TIR convention, which is the most mature, let's say, with the meaning that the efforts there are now in interconnecting the national custom systems with ATIR, the national system, which has been developed and hosted by UN. And this is a great endeavor, and actually there are a lot of developments. Almost all Central Asian countries are interconnected to the system, and we are very optimistic that next year the ATIR procedure will operate in Central Asia. The second one is the CMR convention, where we are working a lot on the on a specialized group on the personalization of the CMR, and we are preparing the technical specifications of a future CMR system. And also we are working with the Trade Division UNICEFACT in order to revise the existing standards on UNICEFACT on the CMR. And the second and the last one, the third one is the temporary importation conventions, which is referring to the carnet de passage, the so-called CPDs. There we are working on a special group of experts to prepare amendments to the conventions in order to accommodate the digital electronic CPDs. And from next year, we are going to have also a formal group of experts working on this endeavor. Regarding the TIR convention and the intermodal transport, which is very important, most of the people, by looking and seeing the tracks on the roads with the TIR blue plate, they believe that TIR, as I have said many times in this the governmental session, that TIR applies only to road transport. But I want to tell you that actually the convention mentions very clearly that TIR can apply also to intermodal transport as long as one part is taking place by road. So for instance, if we have a track starting in China, so the TIR opens in China, and then it is on the specific container, the TIR, then the TIR can be loaded on the railways, for instance, come through whole Central Asia under the TIR convention, or suspend the TIR convention, depends on the agreement that you can have with the railways, and then comes to Europe, for instance, and goes under TIR in a specific customs office that the consignee wishes to do so. So practically, there is a lot to do in the intermodal transport, and we haven't explored yet. And this is one of the reasons that I'm coming to your sessions, just to keep you informed on this. Latest development being that we have prepared with FIATA an MOU to be signed, and this was actually presented to the last TIR administrative committee. Again, the idea here is first to promote the intermodal, the TIR to the intermodal transport sector, but that specific MOU refers also to the interconnection and providing of information through the ATIR international system of the electronic bill of lading that is being developed by FIATA. Last comment, Madam Chair, I want to tell you that everything, all this work is being done very closely with the DigitaxUD, and we're working to see how we are going to also to interconnect NCTS with the ATIR international system, but also, of course, with DigiMove, and any efforts are being done there for EFTI, and to see how the work on the CMR is fully aligned with the work done at the level of the Commission of the Union on the FTI regulation. So this is from my side, Madam Chair. Thank you very much.